Hello and thank you for listening to this Complete Family Law podcast. This podcast is designed to assist you in deciding what to bring along with you to your initial appointment with the solicitor. Here at Complete Family Law, we would ask for basic information to be provided prior to the appointment. This would include name, address, the name of your spouse, any relevant information, just so that we could perform a conflict of interest test before you meet with the solicitor. This is very important, as obviously the solicitor could not provide you with any legal advice if they have also advised your spouse or someone else involved in the case, as this may jeopardise both of you receiving legal advice from that particular solicitor.
It's usual that the conflict check is carried out by someone who makes your initial appointment with the solicitor, and at that stage it's well worth asking whoever you're speaking to on the telephone whether you need to bring anything with you physically to the appointment or whether you're able to email or send in the information in advance. As you're probably aware by now, most solicitors will charge in some kind of time-based system, either on an hourly rate or on a fixed fee. And by allowing the solicitor the opportunity to review papers before the meeting or at the initial stages of the meeting is likely to be the most cost-effective way to deal with your matter and ensure that the solicitor has all of the information which he or she needs to provide you with the initial advice you are seeking on that occasion.
It is common practice to be asked to bring two forms of ID along with you to the initial appointment. We would ask for at least one of the IDs to have a photograph on and both to have your address. This will be held on your file should you wish to proceed in instructing the solicitor. We keep a clear record of those that have come in even for initial appointment so that we can ensure we do not advise someone else involved in the matter as per the early explained conflict of interest test.
We provide our terms of business and a GDPR and privacy statement at the outset because we are going to be holding information about you and on your behalf. It's not necessary for you to review the documents before you come to see us, but you may be asked at the conclusion of the appointment to sign the terms of business and GDPR statement if you would like us to prepare any correspondence for you following the initial appointment. Some law firms will choose to provide the information at the appointment or subsequent to it. There's no right or wrong, it's just the law firm's preferences. But if you feel that you need to seek the terms of business before making a decision about instructing your legal advisors, then that is something you will need to discuss either before the initial appointment or during the initial appointment so that you understand completely exactly what terms of business you're signing up to when you're instructing your solicitor.
If you have received any documents such as court orders, applications, maybe you have had a hearing date provided to you and are seeking advice directly in relation to that, please make sure that you bring copies along with you to the appointment. This will assist your solicitor in providing you with advice on the next steps of your case, alternatively even providing you with a quote for representation at the hearing or for future work in your matter. If you feel that you would like someone to attend the appointment with you for a bit of moral support, this is perfectly acceptable in most law firms. At Complete Family Law, we would have no objection to you bringing someone along with you, although we would suggest that children are not brought in to any appointments that you have with our law firm. If they are young children and babies under 1 and 2 years old, then of course that is fine if you cannot find childcare. But above this age, it would not be appropriate for them to be a party to your initial meeting.
We understand that the appointment that you have with your solicitor, particularly at the initial stages when everything is quite new, is fairly daunting. And if you have someone who can come with you just to take notes about what is said and possibly give you some support within the meeting, that is genuinely welcomed by Complete Family Law. But it is worth asking at the time that you make an appointment, if you're looking for advice from a different law firm, to see whether this is possible. And again, it may form part of the criteria in terms of your choosing your legal advisors. What you are not able to do is to bring your spouse or the person with whom you're having a dispute with you to the appointment, even if there is agreement as to what you're intending to do, i.e. there is an agreement to a divorce or to a financial settlement. The law in England and Wales only allows us to act for one party to proceedings, and so it's not possible for a single solicitor to be instructed by both parties. It's often prudent to set out a list of questions that you'd like the solicitor to deal with during the initial appointment. Whilst it's not always possible to ensure that we deal with all of the questions in the limited time of the initial appointment, we will do our best, and it's often a good idea to let the solicitor know at the outset that you have questions that you need to be dealt with, and then these can be prioritised.
If you have booked your initial appointment with a solicitor like Complete Family Law, who offer a free half an hour appointment to meet with the solicitor, there will be no obligation on you to bring any money or method of payment to this appointment. If, however, you require a slightly longer appointment, for instance, at Complete Family Law, we offer the 1 hour appointment at a reduced rate of £100 or whatever rate your chosen solicitor has provided you with for that initial appointment, you will need to ensure that you bring with you either a check or alternatively a method of payment by card.
After your appointment is finished, make sure that you speak to the solicitor to ensure that you know what the next steps are if you want to proceed by instructing the solicitor, and whether or not you are anticipating a letter of advice to follow from the appointment. Your legal advisor should give the opportunity to you to have a think about the advice that you've been provided before making a decision about how you wish to proceed. And if you need time, it's always a good idea to say to the solicitor that you need to have a think and that you'll be getting back to them one way or the other in the near future. So hopefully this podcast has given a little bit of help if you're thinking about coming in for an appointment with a solicitor, about what to do and what to bring with you. And this should ensure that you maximise the time with the solicitor, which is crucial when trying to manage the costs of obtaining legal advice. Thank you for listening to the podcast.